The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good morning, Long Island, and welcome to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romans, and again, so glad that you can join us this morning as we share and explore all relevant issues related to autism spectrum disorder. You know, as I introduce the topic this morning, I'm going to quote from a Yale researcher's report dated September 9th in the journal Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. It begins, "Autism spectrum disorders, ASD, are characterized by the inability of individuals to gauge the emotions and mental status of other people. However, if the lens is widened to include the behavior of people in general, those with ACD traits are as good or, and importantly, even slightly better social psychologists than people who do not have the traits of autism." Well, my guest today is Anton Galwitzer. He and his colleague, the senior author John Barr, analyzed results of an online quiz taken by more than 6,500 respondents from 104 countries. And in this quiz, participants attempted to predict how people in general react in social situations. Welcome, Anton.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, it's very nice to have you on board. This sounds like in some ways, potentially a counterintuitive inference around what people with autism might be able to do better, and therefore caught my attention. I suspect the attention of many of our listeners. So, why don't we approach this like good reporters? I'm just going to ask you at the gate. You know, the who, what, where, and when. Who's involved in the study? What's the premise? What happened? Where and when? And I guess just as importantly, why? Okay, in any particular order.
Sure. So who's involved are around, as you mentioned, 6,500 participants across 104 countries, just to try and get a large variance of participants to show that the phenomenon that we observed occurs across country and across different types of people. And our idea for this was to say, well, there's an enormous amount of research, right, linking autism spectrum traits. So these are traits in the general population. So not necessarily clinical participants, but non-clinical. So there's this idea that autism spectrum traits kind of exist in a continuum across people in the general population. So some people might have more of these traits than others. And generally what's been found is that the more you have these traits, the more likely you are to have difficulties in person perception. Mm. And let's talk about that in terms of a naive psychology, right? You walk out into the world, you meet people, you try to understand their intentions, their emotions, and you have difficulty doing this, right? And so there's a large amount of research showing this. So for instance, right, so ASD traits relate to reduced empathy. They relate to having difficulties in inferring others' mental states in terms of social mimicry. They relate to difficulties in emotional recognition and processing. And so we said, well, there's a difference, right, between meeting someone in person, these kind of person perception qualities, and more general judgments about our human psychology, mm-hmm. right? These more general judgments about, you know, what's our social nature as a species, as humans? And so we wanted to see if AS traits in the general population are similarly related negatively or to difficulties, right, in these more general social psychological judgments.
Let me jump in here for the listeners just to do this, a quick reprise and also to clarify. The traits that you've thus far identified strike me as some of the more deficit kind of traits that people might attribute to people on the spectrum. But from what I could see of your study, it also identified strengths, traits that were strengths among people with autism, potentially autism-like spectrum traits, which are also associated potentially with social psychological acumen. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So what was surprising and interesting about the findings that we observed is that despite these, you know, deficits that you were just mentioning or difficulties, we actually found that AS traits relate to being more accurate in terms of predicting these more general psychological phenomena. Mm-hmm. And the way we did that is we had participants literally just take like a social psych quiz, right? So there's different types of social psychological phenomena. So like diffusion of responsibility, social projection, projection, misattribution, right? All these different kinds of social psych phenomena that we might hear about in the news or we learned in a social psychology class. And it turns out that people with AS traits are actually better at getting these right.
Right.
And this is, you know, independent of whether they took social psychology or psychology classes.
So people, again, we be careful how we frame it. People with are essentially have been characterized as autism spectrum like attributes or characteristics are doing better than that, better than the general population the advantage of, say, empirical research or advanced education at predicting social outcomes. Right. That's kind of what we're looking at here.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Right. So I guess. Anton, one question that some listeners might have is there a general consensus around what constitutes autism spectrum skills and deficits? In other words, if these attributes for good or bad are also displayed ubiquitously in the general population, how do we conceptualize identifying them as autism-like traits or characteristics?
So the whole conceptualization of identifying, let's say, difficulties or non-difficulties in terms of like whether those are positive or negative, they're not really what we as scientists I think should be really interested in. Instead, we say, okay, people who have these traits might be better at these kind of questions and worse at these kinds of questions, but I wouldn't necessarily frame it as like that's a negative or a positive, right?
Right.
I mean, the whole point of this article is to point out that like, while AS traits may relate to, you know, more difficulties and some kind of judgments, that may in turn lead to better performance on other types of judgments. What's really striking about these findings is that generally in the field, the better performance on other types of judgments has tended to be non-social.
Yeah.
So, you know, they said, okay, well, yeah, but autism, autism traits relate positively to systemizing, logic tasks, intuitive physics, these kind of things, right? Math ability. But what we're saying here is like it's not only those non-social strengths, but here's actually also a social strength,
for people who might be hearing some of these words for the very first time, my understanding of systematizing for the listeners is really recognizing larger and broad patterns in terms of outcome and behavior, rather than looking with a more traditional clinical lens at the individual. This is looking at large patterns. I would maybe liken it a little bit to the way an actuary looks at large changes in weather or insurance predictions or outcomes, looking at the results of things not on the granular level, at the 360,000 foot level.
That's exactly right.
Right, and that's essentially what we're seeing here. And one of the things that you shared, which I think is really important to underscore, and I really kind of like that, like very much, is instead of characterizing these traits as good or bad or positive or negative, it really depends a lot, I suppose, on context, like color, like colors in a crayon box that you're using for decorating or tools in a box. It depends on what you are applying them to.
That's absolutely right.
Good. So let's talk a little bit about the quiz that you gave. Like, what did that look like?
So the quiz involved 40 questions that I guess you could probably cheat on a social psych quiz if you were in college or in high school and you were in a social psychology class. Of course, we're not asking, you know, who specific people in the field of social psychology are or anything like that. Instead, we're asking, you know, what do people on average do or think in certain situations? So, for example, you know, diffusion of responsibility is a phenomenon whereby if there's a lot of people working on a single task, right, we tend to not put in as much effort as we would if we were working on it alone. Right, we can kind of rely on the people we're working with.
Kind of like a little bit like the social loafing kind of stuff, a little bit of that, or is it a little different?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
very similar.
Sure.
And the idea here is that, you know, can you predict that this phenomenon exists?
Mm-hmm.
We'd be like, okay, so the question would be, you know, on average, when people are doing a task with others, they put in less effort than when they're doing it alone. And then it's true or false. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 40 of these types of questions. They're not all true false. Some of them are multiple choice. And you can be scored on this, right? Like if you say true, you got it, right? And so you can have a performance score at the end of this. And this is really exciting because at least in social psychology, people have tended to study the accuracy of person perception judgment. So like specifically, you know, is somebody else happy? Is someone else sad? What are someone else's intentions in this moment?
Well, you know, we're drilling down to the point that I would like to work with you at kind of elaborating on a little bit in the next set. But I'm hearing that music, so we're moving to a quick pause. But I love where you're taking that, the difference between maybe an individual approach to social understanding as opposed to one that's more collective. And also, we'll get to the reason why this may be the case, why people on the spectrum might be better at this. And I think there are some really actually more intuitive reasons why this might be real. My guest is Anton Galwitzer. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas. Stay with us.